JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
So the Fed meeting, everyone thinks 25 basis points. We got the third quarter numbers, I assume you saw those, 1.9. It's not as flash as it was, eh?
Not quite, but I don't think that'll have too much of an impact. Yeah, unfortunately, normally I can bring you the breaking news on the Fed announcements, but we've got this little bit of a blooming bugger with daylight saving.
Jeez, all right.
And so now it's at 7 o'clock. So I can't. So you're going to have to wait until 7 to find out what the Fed actually do. But the real action's in the forward guidance. 25 basis points expected, but is this the end of what was called the mid-cycle adjustment? And we're very focused on the language of the statement. The expression that's been used in previous statements is that they will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. And so there's a lot of interest as to whether or not those sorts of words are still going to be in the language. But we'll find out everything at 7 o'clock, Mike.
Fantastic. Are we seriously going down the shutdown track again?
Oh, God, this old chestnut. Look, it hasn't been rolled out for a while. I've had it on my list of risks for the last quarter of 2019, but it's popped up in a slightly different context. This is funding for the US government. Now, it will lapse on November the 21st if Congress can't pass spending legislation. And of course, the spending legislation needs to have the signature attached of the president. So Chuck Schumer, he's the Senate minority leader, so very high-ranking Democrat. He's raised the possibility that Trump may use this as a diversion tactic to draw attention away from the ongoing impeachment proceedings, and the timing might work very well for him if you look at the way those impeachment proceedings are going. Now, we know that Trump isn't afraid to use this tactic. Think back to the 35-day shutdown, the record 35-day shutdown in December and January, and the standoff we had then. So you have to get agreement in the legislative chamber, then you get Trump's signature. The thing is, Schumer thinks that left to their own devices, the House, which is Democrat-controlled, and the Senate, which is Republican-controlled, can strike a deal. But the president has that ultimate right of not putting a signature on it. Anyway, make a change not talking about UK political problems, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Will you and I, I'll take your bet right now, you and I will not be alive to ever set foot on an electric plane.
Yeah, look, now, you see, I people might say, why are you talking about this? You know, this is, but think about it. If this whole decarbonisation, if this whole flying shame sort of movement gets any ground, think who stands to lose from that. We do. You know, we're the longest flight from anywhere in the world. So if people stop flying, that hits our biggest industry. But yes, is it? So the electric plane world is hotting up. News yesterday that in China, they carried out their first flight of a four-seat electric plane. Now, those observant listeners out there will note that a four-seater is still a rather long way from the 300-plus seats available on your standard 777-300. But it's early days, isn't it? Chinese-made RX-4E weighs 1,200 kilos, can fly 300 kilometres on one charge. Pretty sure they're going to get advancements in battery technology that will extend that flying distance. But the sector's getting very busy, Mike. I mean, there's a German-based company called Lilium. They'll have a five-seater by 2025. Still a long way from your 777-300. That's a vertical takeoff and landing machine, 36 engines, just a giant drone, really.
See, work it out. So you're taking five people off the ground and you need 36 engines to do it.
Yeah, at the other end of the scale, you've got this Israeli company called Eviation, and at the Paris Air Show they had a nine-seater, which actually looked more like a plane. But yeah, there's still an awful long way it's still a long way from Ryanair selling £50 tickets to Ibiza, isn't it? Really?
Right, what are the numbers?
Okay. US market's in sort of holding pattern, 27,084 on the Dow, up 13. The S&P 500, 3035, down 2. And the NASDAQ, 8264, down 12 at the moment. FTSE 100, 7330, up 25. The Nikkei closed at 22,843, down 131. Shanghai Composite, 2939, down 15. The ASX 200 lost 56 points yesterday, closing at 6689. The NZX 50 lost 4 points yesterday, closing at 10,789. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will give you an outstanding 0.6362 US, 0.9255 Aussie, 0.5719 euro, 0.4940 pounds, 69.26 yen. Gold, $1,493.96. And Brent crude, slightly lower, $60.92.
Great stuff, mate. We'll see you for Friday morning. JMIWealth.co.nz.